Maxine and Blythe, having hatched and executed a plan to determine once and for all which of the twisted triplets is alive, thus who is not, are left with how to deal with the remaining newly formed twins. Unbeknownst to Maxine and Blythe, Suki has another plan that will ensure that Big Edna comes through with making Chica a therapy dog and will never have to stay in her car again. Suki enlists the skills of the ever-happy-go-sassy Charlie, who's pretty much up for anything as long as she gets to use her PhD and sense of humor. Join us as Suki sets her plan in motion.
Hello?
Hi, Charles. It's Suki.
Sixter, what's up?
Do you know what today is?
Thursday?
And?
Is this a quiz? Okay. Let me think. Thursday. Oh my god! Baked potato day at Dawn's Pharmacy.
Yeah, wanna go?
Hell yes. You don't have to ask twice.
Meet me there at noon.
Make it noon 30. Gotta watch The Young and the Restless.
Oh, Charles, record it.
Oh, come on. I really like to watch it live.
Oh, all right. Noon 30 it is.
Hello?
It's Blythe. How are you doing on our project?
You mean, where am I putting evil twin number two? Quite well, thank you. I think you're gonna love this one.
How soon can we wrap this up?
Depending on when Amazon comes through, she'll be on her way to a new life.
Alive?
Yep. I'll call you when everything's set. I just love it when a plan comes together. I really do wish I could teach a class in this stuff. What a great day. Not to mention baked potatoes.
Over here. A little more private. So, how's it going, Charles?
I love it when you call me that. All's good. How's it going living with the evil twins?
Blythe told me you were working on a new life for Mari.
Yep. Creating a new identity and making arrangements. It's coming together. How are things at you and Lenny's? Little cramped with the bad seeds?
Well, you know, Lenny and I were never able to have children.
Did you actually want them?
Oh, yes. And that's really why I wanted to talk to you alone.
Oh, no. I am not going to have a kid for you. Nope.
Calm down, Charlie. That's not what I'm talking about. It's just that having the girls with us, even though they're 19, has been fun. Sort of.
Sort of?
Well, you see, we've sort of formed an attachment to one of them.
Yeah, well, Holly's a real nightmare, but we're stuck with her.
Not necessarily.
Yeah, well, that's kind of written in stone.
Not necessarily.
Well, what the... You mean you want to keep Mari?
Oh, Charlie, she is a wonderful girl. Smart, kind, the kind of kid people dream of. Lenny and I could give her the kind of future she deserves.
Wow. What's really going on here?
Well, you've been right all along. Carrie was bad news, and Holly is bad news number two. Holly is the one who is having sex with Big Edna's son, and if we don't get rid of Holly, we will have nothing but trouble. Then we will have to call in Blythe, which I hate to do.
Wait. If Holly and Big Edna's son are still, you know, then Big Edna won't be making Chica a therapy dog.
Well, there's that. So, as you see, there is a lot at stake here, Charles. I think if we could somehow make Holly go some place where she could get the direction that would put her on the road to a more productive life while allowing Lenny and I to provide a future for Mari, well, that would be good. Good for everybody.
I think this could work out. Yes. A win-win situation. Let's order. Oh, Blythe, good. You got my message. Come on in. This has been so much fun. I could start a business. Need to move people? Need to move money? Call Charlie. She'll make it happen. Pretty good, eh?
I think you're right where you should be. Tell me, what you got?
Okay. Mari's going to Italy.
Why Italy?
Well, more like a country within Italy. Get it?
You're sending her to the Vatican?
Yep. Sister Mary Mari. I love it. Get it?
I don't know what to think. What else?
Research shows that the triplets were raised Catholic. The mom always wanted one of her girls to be a nun, so I'm granting her wish. Come on back here. Look, I even got some nun clothes.
That's a habit.
Uh-uh. I have never done this before.
Charlie, that's what nun clothes are called. Habits.
Huh. I'll just bet. Makes no sense. Anyway, sizing isn't an issue with these things. Ugly shoes, though. Anyway, she's set.
Tell me more.
Well, at the Vatican, they have special kinds of nuns. And nun schools. Nuns do all kinds of things. They keep the artwork clean. They're sometimes tour guides. They study all kinds of stuff. And guess what? Some of them don't speak.
What do you mean?
They all have these special names. And the non-speakers are called cloistered nuns.
I'm not following. Why don't you want her to speak?
Because she doesn't speak Italian.
But do you think she'll go along with this?
Yeah, I do. Because I've also erased any evidence anywhere that these triplets ever existed. She either stays in the nun place or risks being deported to a place called the Gulag Archipelago, where it is very, very cold. Nuns aren't mean, unfortunately. And after she's there for a while, she learns the ropes, she can apply for another nun opportunity. And she'll get it. The Vatican is a lovely retreat. After all she's been through, trust me on this one.
Works for me. When will she be leaving?
Sunday. Appropriate. Get it? I did that on purpose. Get this. She's being taken to Bainbridge, where she'll be met by a priest who will accompany her to Italy and get her settled in.
A real priest?
Real enough.
Nice work, Charlie.
Now, I've cooked up a little surprise for the group that I need your help with. I'd like everyone to meet at my house Tuesday evening at 6 o'clock, and I'd like you to arrange it.
Why?
Humor me.
Having convinced Charlie to swap twins and secretly get rid of Holly rather than Mari, without Blythe and Maxine being the wiser. An easy task when you consider how much Charlie hates Holly anyway. The plan to send Holly to the Vatican is put into motion. Holly is happy to be a part of the switcheroo and head to the peace and quiet promised. The last year has been a real bear, after all, not to mention getting Charlie out of her life is a real bonus. Of course, the big bonus is, this set of triplets is the result of somebody's really bad karma. It is hard to tell which of these three nightmares is actually the worst. Holly and Mari have their own agenda. Charlie cooks up a surprise dinner party for the ladies, where she intends to spring proof of her cunning while establishing herself as a major player in all things that will, no doubt, come as the feds continue to spring new, interesting, and likely dangerous criminals in the Witness Protection Program into their bucolic little burg. You just never know when her skills will become useful, and how much fun she can have while living in Port Ludlow. Port Ludlow Project was created, written, and directed by Susan Sully, produced and edited by Taylor Clark. The cast includes Judith Glass Collins as Blythe, Kristen Wolfram as Maxine, Aaron Lamb as Suki, Michelle Stay as Charlie, Amanda Stewart-Zamora as Holly and Mari, Catherine McNabb as Big Edna, Taylor Clark as Dr. Morris Randall, and Zach Neesmith as the narrator and any random parts that may materialize. The part of Chica is being played by Daisy Neville. It's a hound of mine.